It's time to get my woggle on, because our reporter Johnny D is out and about this morning because over 6,500 young people in Cambridgeshire are involved in scouting. And with 950 youngsters on the waiting list, the appetite for scouting is stronger than ever. Well, this week, around 1,800 children aged between 10 and 18, my goodness, who's looking after all that lot, are descending onto Huntingdon Racecourse for the 6th annual Cam Jam Jamboree. And it's much more, I'm told, than just sitting around a campfire singing songs along with a guitar. Well, our radio car reporter, Johnny D, is there for us this morning. Good day to you, Johnny.
Good morning, Jeremy. Listen to this very quickly. It's like a carnival here. Tents of all shapes and sizes and colours all around me, Jeremy. The gorgeous smell of breakfast cooking. Oh, dear. I'm joined by Phil Garrett, chairman of the Cam Jam 2011. What is a Cam Jam, Phil?
Morning, Johnny. Yeah, Cam Jam is an international scout camp organised by Cambridgeshire Scouting.
At the moment, we're witnessing a performance by some very special scouts. The dust is flying on this track here. Who are these people?
Yeah, these are our guests from Ghana. And the Ghanaians are going to go tumbling a song at the moment for you.
And they've got these wonderful green trousers and shirts on. And they're called neckers, aren't they? Colourful scarves with their woggle on there.
Yeah, absolutely. True distant scouting tradition, a scarf and a woggle.
You've mentioned Ghanaians, of course, but how many scouts will attend and how far afield will they be coming from, apart from Ghana?
Yeah, we've got 1,800 young people. There's aged between 10 and 18 from all around the world, really. Countries like France, Germany, Norway, Ghanaians, Ugandans, Irish.
I didn't realise until I got here today, Jeremy. I was at the Cambridge Folk Festival for BBC Cambridgeshire on Friday. And it's got a similar sort of feel, very laid-back atmosphere. But there's so many thousands of tents. It's amazing. How many people on site here?
In total, it's just about 3,000 people. We've got, like I say, the 1,800 young people joined by their leaders. It's about 600 in number. And then we've got about 500 staff as well.
Jamboree, what's that? What does that mean?
Jamboree is just a coming together of scouts from around the world. So, and it links in, currently in Sweden, we have the World Jamboree. And we're just a mini version of something like that.
And just over the way, just over our shoulder here, we've got some scouts from where? Norway, I believe.
They are from Norway, yes.
And they're just enjoying their breakfast, Jeremy, as we speak. And why do you do this?
Why do I do this? Yeah. Because I had so much fun when I was a youngster, and just putting back into scouting what I got out of it, basically.
What did they get out of it?
Fun, enjoyment, activities, progressive training scheme.
Hold on. And there's hundreds of children waiting to join the scouts in Cambridgeshire. What needs to happen now to allow that to expand?
Yeah, Cambridgeshire scouting number-wise is increasing year on year, and we can only do that and continue to do that with these adults coming forward to volunteer. We have the young people on the waiting list, about 900 throughout Cambridgeshire, so more adults we can get in, the more scouting we provide for young people.
Now, Phil, do you feel ready to go into the scouts now? Let's go and see these scouts from Ghana. We're going to go into their little troop here. Going to try and meet Papa, all right? He's a young scout. Papa! Papa, have we got Papa? Papa, hello Papa, how are you? Nice to see you. Great rendition there. What was that all about?
Oh, it's just a little jam we've been doing.
And how old are you?
I'm 13 years.
And you're here in Huntingdon. Are you enjoying the UK, enjoying Cambridgeshire?
Very much, very much.
And what activities have you been doing so far, Papa?
Oh, I've been walking around, meeting new friends, having a lot of activities.
Yeah, and what are you looking forward to during the next week?
Yeah. To cook some of our African dishes, meet more friends and do more activities for others.
Your uniform looks very smart, because a lot of the other ones are not wearing uniforms like you are. Just describe to the listeners what your uniform looks like.
Oh, I'm wearing a green uniform, long sleeve, because of the weather. Wearing a scarf made by Cam Jam for everyone.
And that other thing there is called your woggle.
Yeah, my woggle.
And in Ghana, you call it a woggle?
Yeah.
Let's hear you say it.
Waggle.
Very nice indeed. They're going to play a little tune for us again. They're going to do a little rendition for us. They're going to do a little tune for us with a drum.
Will
you ready to go?
Will he let you have a little go, Johnny, on his djembe or whatever it is there?
Can I have a little go on your, could I have a little go on your drum? Do you mind if I have a go on it? A little go on it.
Flexible with your fingers.
Be flexible, mate.
Flexible with your fingers.
Flexible fingers, yeah.
So that you can hear
let them go
song.
Wobbly.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got the rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get on my breakfast now, Jeremy, because there'll be 60,000 meals cooked here during the week, including 20,000 rashers of bacon.
Whoa! God, you're making me